Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, history fans. If you want a double dose of history, here's a rerun for today, brought to you by Tracy V. Wilson. We hope it makes previous episodes for this date easier to find in the feed.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Christopher Hasiotis, your temporary host, sitting in for Tracy V. Wilson this week. Today is December 14th, and Roald Amundsen reached the South Pole on this day in 1911. Born in what's now Norway in 1872, Amundsen was born into a nautical family, a family of captains and shipbuilders, ship owners. His mother wanted him to be a doctor, so Amundsen attended university with that intent. But when she passed away when he was in his early 20s, he dropped out and took to the seas as a polar explorer. He explored Antarctica with a Belgian team in the final years of the 19th century, and about 5 years later was the first to make a successful expedition through Canada's Northwest Passage, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. He was inspired by Robert Peary reaching the North Pole in 1909. In fact, he wasn't just inspired, he'd actually been planning his own trek to the North Pole, so instead, Amundsen decided to head for the South Pole. He set off on June 3rd, 1910, and though he was planning to head south, he knew the plan all along, but he allowed people who financed his trip to believe he was going to the North Pole. The same held true for his crew, but when they reached the Portuguese archipelago of Madeira, he let them know about the change in plans, and 6 months later, they arrived at the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica. The crew set up base and named it Framheim, and spent months preparing for the trek to the pole. Amundsen had learned much from the Inuit people while exploring the North Pole and adopted some of their sealskin technology rather than relying on wool clothing, for example. The first attempt for the pole took place in September of 1911, but it didn't work out, and the team that departed had to turn back. A month later, for the second time, Amundsen and four others set out. This was on October 19, 1911. They took four sledges and 52 dogs, and the plan was actually to eat some of the dogs along the way. And nearly after crossing ice and snow for 2 months straight, Amundsen and his team arrived at the South Pole on December 14th, 1911. Now, it was another month and a half back to their base camp, then a few months on to Australia, where he finally announced his successful expedition. You can read Amundsen's own account of the journey in his 1912 book, The South Pole, an account of the Norwegian Antarctic Expedition in the Fram, 1910-1912. Now, Amundsen was called brave, he was called prepared, he was called smart, but in his own words, he attributed the success of the expedition to preparation. In his own words, he wrote, "I may say that this is the greatest factor, the way in which the expedition is equipped, the way in which every difficulty is foreseen and precautions taken for meeting or avoiding it. Victory awaits him who has everything in order. Luck, people call it. Defeat is certain for him who has neglected to take the necessary precautions in time. This is called bad luck." Now, speaking of defeat, here's the thing I haven't told you yet. Amundsen wasn't the only explorer trying to reach the South Pole. There's another character crucial to this story, and that's a British man by the name of Robert Falcon Scott. In fact, Scott and Amundsen were in a heated competition to make it to the South Pole first. And you know that Amundsen was the first person to reach the pole. Scott's tale of failure, though, is fascinating in its own right and includes English pride, ponies devoured by orca, and tens of thousands of cigars. Good stuff. In fact, if you'd like to learn more about the race to the South Pole, give a listen to the September 22nd, 2010 episode of our Stuff You Missed in History Class podcast, which is aptly titled The Race to the South Pole. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show, and you can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or any place you like to find podcasts. Make sure to listen tomorrow when we delve into the death of an American cultural leader and icon of resistance.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.